We'll start again the Mishnah Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Omid Beis, the new Perek. Noi to Lodom is Benoi Vayevim Biyodoi. A person is allowed to carry his son, a child, an infant. And Rashi says right away, we're talking about in the Chotzer, we're not talking about the problem of carrying in Rishos Rabim. We're not talking about the Isoitzo, we're talking about the problem of Mukta. The Evan is Mukta. So since I'm being metal to the Evan Kalachayad, I'm not carrying the Evan, the child is, it's not considered carrying Mukta. So, and likewise, the kilkel, you can carry a basket. The Evan Besoycha, you don't have to worry about carrying the Mukta. Umetaltin Truma Tmei and Tahira, likewise, Truma Tmei is Mukta, you can carry together with Tahira. Vim Achulin, which is not Mukta. Rabbi Yudhoima, Af Mailan, Samaduma Bechadumeo. That Truma Tmei, you can also be Maila, that means one against 100, Truma is bottle. So now, if you have 100 against it, 100 chulin and one truma, it's suffic, what's what? If you give now one saw out of 100 saw connected of chulin against it to a koyan, so we're assuming that you gave the truma to the koyan. So if you gave the truma to the koyan, maybe it should be also to do this on Shabbos. Maybe it's also to do this on Shabbos. You're being misakin the truma. So the Teretz says, it's not being misakin it because it's bottle. It's ready bottle when it's in there. So now it's not considered, the Gemara is going to discuss exactly why it's mutter, why it's not a tikkun, but the continuation of the Mishnah is, just like you can take Trumat Tameya together with Tahira, or Trumat Tameya together with Chulin, you can also take Truma and Bimaila it on Shabbos, if it's Bimaduma together, Keneget Echad Bimaya, because then it's not called a tikkun. Zok the Gemara, Omar Rava. Meduma is Tarevis of Truma, and the Posik Meleoscha V'dimacho. Zog de Gemara, Omar Rove, Hoitzi Tinek Chayu Kis Toli B'Tzavoroi. Now, this Braisa, Rove is mentioning, is not an Issa of Mukta. We talk about now the Issa of Hoitzo. So the Gemara is going to compare the two key things. Omar Rove, Hoitzi Tinek, you have a Tinek. Now, the Tinek that's Chay, the Gemara is going to say, Sun Chay Noise Atzmoi. So Hoitzi Tinek Chay, the Kis Toli B'Tzavoroi, and he's carrying a kiss. The kiss is like a toy around his neck. So Chay Mishum Kiss, Chay on the kiss. But on the tinek itself, you're going to be potter because chayness is atzmai. The kiss itself, the Gemara is going to say, is not bottled to the tinek in chayv on the hoitzah. The Gemara is going to ask a steer to the Mishnah soon. Zok the Braisa, right? The tinek meis. If the tinek is dead, the kiss tolui b'tzavoroi, and the kiss is around his neck, so you're potter. Because the tinek meis, so then tinek meis, we're going to say soon as melach shen etzich legufa. That's what you're potter on the tinek. Tinek meis v'kis tolo b'tzavora, you potter even on the kiss, and you know purpose of the kiss because the kid is dead, so it's a malach shein tziguf on the kiss either. Now the Gemara explains tinek chay v'kis tolo b'tzavora chay mishum kiss. Why you chay on the kiss? V'lechay v'nai mishum tinek. Rove kreb nosen svirale. Don't chay noise esatzmoi. Chay noise esatzmoi. So mele not consider that you're carrying the kid. In fact, the more of a levat the kiss the gabi tinek. So why is the kiss yes chay on? L'chay the kiss should be bottled to the tinek too. Milo etan dimi learn in the Mishnah es a chay v'mito. If you have a living being carried in a bed, you potter afal amita. Because chaynos is atzmoi. Likewise, you potter on the mita. And chaynos is atzmoi, the pshat is. Because, like Tosh says in Tav Tzadi Dalet, because in the Mishkan, they did not carry living beings. So Mela, since he's carrying himself, he's making an atzmoi, you potter. So you potter on, and the mita you also potter on. Why? Shamita tfeil aloi, the mita is tofel to the chay. So shamita tveila loy mit. So why should it be any different with the kiss? Why do we say on the tinek yichayev on the kiss, and you pot on the chay because chay nesatzmoi be pot on the kiss also? And to the Gemara, mita legabi chay mevatalei. A person needs the bed. A person in the bed needs the bed. You're in a hospital bed for a reason. So mele mevatal to the person. Kiss legabi tinek lemevatalei. He doesn't need this toy. This toy is an extra thing that's unnecessary. Yeah, the kid might like it, but the kid, adult doesn't need it. So kiss the gabi tinek, you're not mevatel to the tinek, so mele yichayv on the kiss. Now the Gemara says, what about the tinek meis? Tinek meis v'kis toloi b'tzavogoi, when the kid is not alive. So then we said, you put on everything, v'lechayv mishum tinek, why are you not chayv on the tinek, there's no chayv nesis atzmoi. Rove krib shem etzvirlei, doma kom aloch shen tzich legufo, you put alei. I don't need the tinek meis. Zok Rashi, even if you're taking out the koiver, you don't need it to be the koiver because tzich legufa means legufoi ulegufa. So legufa of the tinek might need to be buried, but I don't need it. I'd rather not have it. You need legufa, you legufa. You don't have it, it's entich legufa. And the kiss likewise. So Rashi says, you only need a kiss when the kid is alive. It's a toy for the live kid, not for a dead kid. So vayta entich legufa. Pesach says another pshat. Because Rashi brings this other pshat. This is the pshat of Tosis, the Inami. First pshat Rashi brings, Tosis' first pshat, is agav merire. After all, you're bitter because of the kid, lo yaleinu, that's dead. So you mevatel the kiss. You mevatel the kiss. You mevatel the kiss to the tinuk. You're not machshevit. At that moment, you're not machshevit. So maybe you put on both. Now the Gemara is going to ask a stira to our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Legabri din of muktzah, not legabri din of haitzah." That noit l'odem es benoy ve'evan biyodoy, because it's considered a tiltul minat sad, and it's not considered you're carrying the evan. Frek the Gemara tanan noit l'odem es benoy ve'evan biyodoy, and we see clearly in our Mishnah that what that you noit l'odem es benoy ve'evan biyodoy, so that means it's not considered that you're carrying muktzah. So it's not considered you're carrying the evan. So why gabe the kiss, you're chayiv on the kiss? In the kiss it says clearly that tinek chay, on the tinek you potter, because chay ne satzmai, on the kiss you're chayiv.
That's all, right?
For it's all. So kiss you're not mevatel to the tinek unlike a mita. Okay, but it's considered you're carrying the kiss for it's all. Well, in the Mishnah it says, you're not considered you're carrying the muktzah. It's a stira. If it's not considered I'm carrying it and someone else is carrying something that I'm carrying, legabe muktzah, so why legabe hitzah is it just considered that you're carrying it? And you're chayiv on the Evan. I'm sorry. It says that you're put on the Evan, so why are you chayiv on the kiss? If it's not considered you're carrying the muktzah, why is it considered you're carrying? Yes, it's not bottled to the tinnik, but why is it considered you're carrying it? Why chayv on haitzah? If we see him on muktzah, it's not considered you're carrying muktzah. Enter the Gemara, Amid v'Rabbi Yanai. The only reason why the Mishnah says there's no problem in carrying the muktzah is not because he's not considered carrying. You are considered carrying. Amid v'Rabbi Yanai, b'tinnik sheyesh legaguyin al oviv. We're talking about a kid that's going crazy. He has such gaguyin on his parents. The Mizok Rashi, the Banu Rashi, Shim Loyit Len, if you're not going to pick up the kid, Yechle, he'll become ill. You know, sometimes the kid is in a tantrum. He's holding something in his hand. Even if it's muktzah, you let go of that, he's gonna become a choyler. So you have to hold him with dev. V'loy hemidu tiltul shaloy b'yodayim b'mokim sakona. It's not sakona zefoshes. But we're not maimed tiltul b'yodayim, shaloy b'yodayim. It's not directly, I'm not directly carrying the muktzah. It's indirectly tiltul min atzad. Tiltul min atzad, they allowed b'mokim sakona, even not sakona zefoshes. Stam choyli. V'avgav d'laskona nefesh gemurah, ela sakona zcholi. Even though it's only sakona zcholi. So that's the reason. Not that it's not considered you're not carrying. You are carrying. But they allowed tiltul min atzad b'mokim sakona. Zokti Mishnah Berurah, he brings in Shimon, in Simon Shintes, that this din is only mutter in a chotzer, but not in Rishus Rabbim. Over there it's osa. So we never matter. We only matter muktzer b'mokim choyli she'ein boy sakona. Neutel Adam is benoive even biyodai. Muktzah. But not carrying. We're not going to say mokum choyli she'ein b'sakona. He allowed to now do even itzah because the kid is crying. So there's a big enough community, meaning muktzah, you're allowed to carry. If the kid is holding something that's muktzah in his hand and he's crying and he wants it, that's mutter. Mitzad hechel is muktzah in your home, in a chotzah. But in the Shusha Rabbim, that's really something else. But mokum choyli she'ein b'sakona, we're not matter hoitzah.
Muktzah is a drabbanon anyway.
Muktzah is a drabbanon. That's the difference. They can so by the drabbanon, they say lohemidu. Lohemidu meaning divreyem, the isa tiltel. Mashenkin hoitzah the raisa, avad is going to be osa. So that's why noitel odom is benoiva even biyodoi. The isa muktzah de matir by yesh le gaguin. Mashenkin the isa hoitzah, avad is going to be chayiv on the kiss. Zok de gemorre. Ihochi. My iri even afilo dino nami. If we're saying you're right, Mishabur, like you said in Shin Yutes, the Mishabur said that you're allowed to do dafka tiltel. Well, there's other muktzas. There's only muktzah you can think of is even. Why does it say even? It could have said dinar if he's holding a coin in his hand. Zok demor dafkuf membeis on the tab. My iri even afilo dino nami aloma omagove loy shonu le even. This din that you're allowed to carry the kids. Noitel odom is benoiv even biyodoi. It's dafke even. Aval dinner is osur. Answer the Gemara. Even inoflo, if the stone falls out of the kid's hands, loy osyavu lasuye, the father's not going to go fetch it. Father doesn't, is that particular about the stone? So if the kid drops it, he's not going to carry it. Al muktzah, he's not going to take it. He doesn't care about the stone. But dinner, if the kid is holding a gold coin or any coin, inofil osyavu lasuye, the father's going to go get it because it's money. So that's why he's not allowed to carry a dinner and only an even. Zogt Rashi, that according to this, if there's a chash osel asuye, then even if you're holding the kid's hand without carrying him, you're taking a walk with the kid and he's carrying something, which chash of oviv lasuye, it will be also. Zogt Rashi, the time elamishum tiltulu, the problem is not because of tiltul, dafil loichsa biyodoi, even if he's not carrying him. Even not carrying kalachiyad the mukta, because after all, the kid is holding the mukta in his hand, and you're holding his hand, the other hand. Dafil oichsa biyodoi. Vatinik mahalach b'raglov osel erover. Why? Dilman nofav osel asuye. There's a nukshash called osel asuye, and I'll pick up the mukta if he drops it. Bechem deloy slav sakonas nefeshi. We're not talking about sakonas nefesh. So l'shori be tiltul. We didn't allow tiltul by sakonas nefesh. If it's not sakonas nefesh, now we're talking about Sam that he's crying. So that would be also. Meaning, tiltul kalachayad, we were matir when the kid is crying, not sakonas nefesh.
By Nevin.
Masha'enkein, tiltul mukta is not kalachayad. You might pick up the mukta itself, the cord itself. So that we didn't allow if it's not sakonas nefesh. That we do not allow. It's big nafkamina, what the kid is holding. Zog di gemoga. Dinner in Nofel also Avu Lasuye. Tanya Kavosi de Rova. We have a raya we learned similar to Rova. Rova's Yesoid that Rova's in the beginning of the Sugya. Omar Rova. Hoitzi Tinek Chai Vikis Solobit Savora Yechai on the kiss. Now, over there we're talking about Eitzor, but the point is, I'm not carrying the kiss. The kid is carrying the kiss. I'm carrying the kid. The kid I'm potam because Chai Nitzatzmoy. So Rova's being Mechadish, there's something that's below. And something else is above it, but not directly above it, but through something else, it's considered me carrying. So Drashi, Tanik was the Rova. The Chinokad La Elyon, Kamanda Afke Tachten Gufe Domi Bechayev. Something that is carried by someone below, even though he's not directly carrying it, is considered that he's carrying it. I'll bring a raya that whatever is below is considered carrying what's above it, even if I'm not directly carrying it. Hamoitzi Kalov Mikupolim, if someone's carrying his clothing that is nicely folded, uminochen al ksefoy, on his shoulder. He has a sweater on his shoulder folded. V'sandolov, and his sandals, v'taboysov, and his rings, biyodoy, carrying in his hand. So he's chayev. Obviously, you're chayev, you're carrying it. V'moyim alubesh, ben, if you're wearing your sandals and your rings, of course, you're potter. Hamoitzi odom, if you're carrying a person, v'kelov olov, and it's the person that you're carrying is carrying his sandals, his kelim, v'sandolov v'raglov, meaning the person is wearing it. So then you're potter. Hamoitzi odom v'kelov olov v'sandolov v'raglov v'taboyse b'yodom you're potter. Because then you're not carrying. The odom is chayneis es atzmoy. And the kelim that he's carrying, he's wearing. So you're potter. V'ilu hoitzin k'moy shehein. But if you're carrying a person that is holding in his hand his sweater and his kelim and his taboyse, so then you chayiv on them. So we see a right to rova that the bottom person is considered carrying what's above him, even though he's not directly carrying the sweater. It's being held in the hand of the person that is carrying it. That person chayiv satzmoy, but it's considered yichayiv on the sweater. Now Rashi says the reason why you potter on the person. So first of all, we're talking about moitzi odom. So Rashi, I moitzi odom v'kelev olav melubish ben. So then he's wearing it. You potter, why you potter? The begodah of batel legabei. You potter on the begodah because it's bottled to the person wearing it. And you potter on the person because of Reb Nosson. In fact, the kasha, why does Rashi say like Reb Nosson? We're talking about an adult. We're not talking about a child. The machlokas of Nosson Chachom is only, do you say chaynes es atzmoy? Either, Tosfos said, on Daf Tzadi Dalet by Tinik Ben Yoimoy, other Rishonim Ramban says it's talking about a kid that is Megara Raglov that doesn't walk one foot, but rather he's just his feet are being slept. So then it's a machlokes of Nosson says Chaynus Satzmoy and Rabbanu say not. But if someone that's a regular adult, if you call it Chomi say Chaynus Satzmoy. So here in Rashi, I see I wrote on the side of my Gemara, Tzorchin, why did Rashi say, like Rav Nosson, L'chayra, the sugil before, on the Afkuf Chav Ches, we said the Machloikas is only by a Tinoik. And Tosin Tzadi Dalet also, it's only by a Tinoik, it's not by an Odom. Here we're talking about a regular person. On the Tzad, we're talking about a Ben Yoim. A Ben Yoim is not wearing Sandolov, Beraglov, and Taboysa Beyodoy, Pashtas. And let's say we're talking about a one-day-old kid. But Pashas, we're talking about an Odom. How might see Odom? Zog the Gemara weiter. I'm asking a kasha on Rashi. Rashi says that it's like Reb Nosson, that's where you put on the person. This will be even according to Chachomim. The Reb Nosson Chachomim is either by Tinuk Ben Yoimoy, according to Tosis, or according to Ramban, by a Tinuk that does not walk, but you Megara Raglov. But a regular adult, everyone agrees. In Chachomim say Chaynois is Atzmoy. So then why does Rashi say Krem Nosson? Doesn't have to be Krem Nosson. We're talking about an Odom. Especially according to Tosis, that it's talking about a one-day-old kid, a two-day-old kid. Tosis agrees, says the Chum agree.
That
you say Nosis Atzmoy.
You say
Nosis Atzmoy. So why, even by a two-day-old, according to Tosis?
Why not by an Odom, you say
it? By an Odom, you should say it. So that's fair. Why does the Rise Rashi say, Hamaitzi Odom, it's Krem Nosson you put on the Odom. Why Krem Nosson according to Chum also? Not Daf Krem Nosson. But the main thing is we see a raya to Rova that the lower entity is considered carrying what's above it, even if he's not directly carrying it. Zog de Gemara Vaita, Kilkalov Ha'Evin B'Soichom. Again, so the Mishnah said, there were three cases in the Mishnah. The first case in the Mishnah was, Noitel Odom is Benoi Ve'Evin B'Yodai. And we said the reason why you're allowed to carry the Ben is we're talking about a Tinoik Shiesh Le'Gaguin Al-Oviv. So Mele were Matir, this Muktze, this Tiltel Minatzad, B'mokim sakonis choyli, not sakonis nefesh, B'mokim sakonis choyli, Yilari carried his Evan indirectly, and we say Dafka Evan, not a dinar, because he might come to pick it up and he drops it. And that's even if you're holding the kid's hand, stamazo, and walking, taking a walk with him. But the point is, the reish of the Mishnah is, noid l'odom is b'noiv em b'yodoi, is because they're a matir b'tinuk sheshe gaguin aloviv. That's the first case. But the second case is, v'kilkalov Evan b'soicho. What happened to the Issa of Muktza? Why are Yilari carried the kilkalov? And Evan b'soicho, l'chayre the Evan is Muktza. So, enechanami, you want to say now you're carrying kalacha yad? We're not matted tiltel stamazoi. Even the ratio we're only matted the tiltel of the Evan, not stam kalacha yad. We're matted tiltel minatzad because the tinuk sheshe gaguin aloviv. So then, b'mokum choyli, even en besakona, we're matted the netilas Evan minatzad through the tinuk that's holding the Evan. Mashengen kilklov Evan besoichoi. What's the heter to carry the basket? Why could you carry a basket that Evan in inside? Lemaisa tiltel minatzad. It's also to carry this Evan. Why are you carrying this Evan? What's the heter to carry the Evan? That's the Gemara. Frek the Gemara. Vamai. Why is it mutter to carry this basket with the Evan? To have a kilkula bosses ladova osa. Let the kilkul be a bosses. Let the basket goofa become a base for the dova osa. How could you lift this basket? The basket is carrying a dova osa. Enter the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Bachana. Omer Rabbi Yechonon. Hocha bekilkum leah peres askinon. It's dova osa and dova mutter. The kilkula is peres in there, fruits with a mutter. And the Evan. Bosses ladova osa ladova mutter. The main thing is the dova mutter. So then it's all considered no isa bosses. Zogt Rashi, the ikka nasa boss is the peiros. The ikka boss is for the peiros. So therefore, hilkach even mitaltelas agav kli uperos shu muta. And that's why it's muta. Zogt the Gemara, vilish dinu le peiros vinish di le even. The Gemara is a bomb kasha, and this is your biggest side in bosses. Yes, you answer to me that bosses of dova osa dova muta is muta. You're allowed to carry the basket with the peiros and there's an Evan in there. But that's only if there's no other choice. If you can turn over the basket, throw out the peiros and the Evan, and then pick up the peiros and put them back in the basket, don't carry the basket, the boss of osa dava muta. You have an easier way you can carry the basket without being soimach on the heta of boss of osa dava muta. Throw out the contents, Evan and peiros.
Take the peiros,
put it back in, and leave the Evan outside. Why are you saying bosses of dava muta? You have a way out of it. State on this Gemara, big yisoid in bosses. You only can do bosses when you have no other choice. Zog the Gemara, v'lishdin l'peirah v'nish de le'evin. The Ritva says this yisoid. We see that bosses is only muta, bosses of dava muta, if you have no other choice. Zog demogah v'lishdin l'pechem v'nishdin l'evin. V'nikdinu b'yadayim. Throw out the peiris. Throw out the evin. And then you can take it b'yadayim the peiris. And put it back in the basket. And to the Gemara, could there be loy yom agav? The peiris hametunofin, hochanam the peiris hametunofin. If you have fruits like strawberries and blueberries, if you're going to dump them out of the basket, they're going to get crushed and ruined. Peiris metunofim, that's called no choice. That is called no choice. Klapi these type of peiris, someli being soimicham bosdov osdov amuta.
You take them out with your hand, no? You can't do
it. Oh, that's a kasha that you're asking. You know who asks this kasha? The Tosfos Shonim asks this kasha. The second Tosfos, v'nishdinu l'peira. Fact Tosfos, v'im toimah, mikomokam ninkit l'peira b'yadayim, take the peiras directly b'yadayim out of there, v'yaneich evan b'kilkala, and leave the evan inside the basket. So Tosfos gives two terutzim. One of the terutzim he says, it's very narrow, so you can't put your hand in there. Another Teretz, he says a few lines later, that the chashash might fall out of your hand, and then you have a get a problem of peiras metunofin. Even if you take it out, you might drop it. So basically, Teretz is giving two terutzim. Either you can't reach it, it's tzar, or if you take it out, you might drop it. So because of the chashash of dropping it, so again, you have the problem of peiras metunofim, that we here you'll have to be serving again on the head of a basis, because you have no choice, because of metunofim.
Zog di mal weiter. Vile nearinu nu'urei.
Okay, so you know what you can do? You can shake up the baskets in a way that the contents of the peiras go to the right side, and the evan goes to the left side. And once you have it on the right and on the left, so then you can throw out the evan without throwing out the peiras. You know, you have to shake it around in a certain way that the peiras stay in the basket and the evan falls out by being shaking it and separating them. And then there's no chash of tinuf. We're talking about that the whole basket is holy. Holy meaning that it has a hole in there. So you need the oven to stuff up the basket. So Mamela, that's why you need the oven. And that's why it's mutter to carry this oven. The oven gufanas is doifin the kilkala. So it's a doifin to the kilkala. So the question is, how do you learn this tarot to the Gemara? Is the Gemara answering right now that there's no problem of the oven at all because the oven now becomes a chelik of the doifin? Or in this instance, you'll have to carry bosses of osadov mutter because you have no choice. Why do you have no choice? Because you need the evan. Till now we said you have no choice because you might be peiras metunofim. Like we said, the mitzvah says you only have bosses when you have no choice. So the question is, in this teretz of the Gemara, it's also called Yefsha. Why does Yefsha? I'm assuming I'm bosses of osadov mutter because I need the evan in its place right now to stuff up the whole of the kilkala.
Zog die Gemara weiter. Metaltlin truma. You'll have to be metaltlin truma. Tameya with tahira.
This is the third case in the Mishnah, meaning just like the kilka you're allowed to carry with the evan because we said basadava osava muta, so to the truma tahira and the tameya, it's basadava osadava muta.
Oh my God, chiz lo yishon ala she tahira lamata ve tameya lamala.
Oh, that means you have no choice. Let's say the tahira is on the top. So, take the Torah in your hand. What if they carry Tumah Tumeya? It's only because the Torah is below the Tumeya, and you can't take the Tumah Tumeya out, because it's Muktzah. So that's why you're carrying Torah and Tumeya together. Omer Avchid lo yishon ala shteira lamata v'tumeya lamalo. Ava Torah lamalo. And this is the same Yisoyed of bosses. You don't have bosses if you have another choice. I can take the Torah out if the Torah is lamalo. I can be soymich on Torah and Tumeya, and bosses of Osdov and Mutter, because the Torah is lamato. You have no choice. If let's say the Torah is on the top, then just take out the Torah and leave the Torah inside. Then we don't say, bosses, ledova, osa, dova, muta, you have a choice. The same you said at the Ritva. Even if the Torah is lamata, you have a choice. You know why? Lishdinu, vilinkatinu. You can throw out all the contents, the Torah and the Torah from the basket on the floor.
The same terrace, this is the terrace we said before. We're talking about peiras that are going to get spoiled and crushed. So those you can't just dump.
Now,
We just said that what Rav Chisda said, Lo Yishonu, that it's muta only when the Torah is below. Here we see clearly that metaltin shu metmei metera doesn't make difference if the Torah is below, even if the Torah is above.
And for the Gemara, Amalach Rav Chisda, Masnisin letzerich gufoi, Braisa letzerich mekoimoi. There's a fundamental difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Meaning, the Mishnah, Rav Chisda said, is only when the Torah is below and the Tmei is above. But if the Torah is above, then just take out the Torah and shovek lele Tmei and leave the Tmei over there. Then don't rely on the din of metaltin Tmei and Torah together. That is different than the Braisa that says that it doesn't make a difference if the Tmei or the Torah is above or below. Even if the Torah is lamalo, it's muta. What's the pshat? The Braisa is tzorich mekoimoi. That means this basket with Torah on the top and Tmei on the bottom is right now on the chair that I need to use and sit on. It's tzorich mekoimoi. So it's irrelevant if the Torah is lamalo lamata. What does it help me lamalo? Let's say the Torah is lamalo. So I remove the Torah, who cares? At the end of the day, I want to remove the basket because it's tzorich mekoimoi. I need the place that it's on. So in the Braisa, there's no difference by tzorich mekoimoi if the Torah is lamalo or the Torah is lamato. Even if the Torah is lamalo, you want to move the whole basket because tzorich mekoimoi. The Mishnah is talking about tzorich gufoi. That means you need the peris itself because you want to eat the Torah, the peris. So if the peris are lamato, so you can't take out the peris because you have to touch the tmeo. So the only way is to take the whole basket away, go to a place where you can obviously dump the tmeo and then take the Torah because it's tzorich gufoi. Mashekin over here, you can't. So Mela is a het of tzorich gufoi to take the whole basket because you need the Torah, which is below. But if the Torah is lamalo, just take out the Torah and eat it, if it's tzorich gufoi. So if it's tzorich gufoi, it's lo yishonu elo shetor lamato, because then I can't just take out the Torah. You can take the whole basket to in a situation, in a place, in an instance, they'll be able to get to the Torah lamato. But if it's Torah lamalo, you need tzorich gufoi, just take out the peris and take a bite. And take the Torah from Lamala, and that's it. Bashenk the Braisa that says it doesn't make a difference. Even if the Torah Lamala is muta, it's with Tzorich Mekoimo, you need the place where it is. So Mela, you need the place, you have to remove the whole basket, so it's muta even if Torah is Lamala. Zog Rashi, Tmei Lamala, Vu Tzorich LaTorah. I need the Torah. V'eni ochel litol atmei b'yadayim. I can't take atmei b'yadayim if I need the Torah that's below it. L'fi shimukta. L'fi koch yitaltel akol. You can take the whole basket away. Ad ha-shulchan. Oh, you're taking it away to a shulchan, I can dump it out. V'yashach akol olav yitla Torah. Then I can take the Torah. But where it's right now, I can't make this. I need a shulchan to dump it. So that's why it's takamuta. Mashiach and the Brais is talking about tzorich mekoimoi. So it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't help me by taking the peris Torah lamalo. I need the mokum that the peris are. So that's why it's different. I need to eat it. Hilkach, he loved the Torah lamato. If the Torah would not be lamato, so lo shokel to tula the tmeo. Why can't you carry the whole thing? Ela shokel the Torah over mam tila l'shulchan. Just take out the Torah. Hashem gebreis tzorich mekoimoi shetzorich lemokem akli. You need the place where the kli is. You need to sit on the chair. Val kochach val kein kulo yutzorich lesalkem yishom b'shog le'rabon le'taltel high or too high. So mele you'll have to take both high or too high because you need the mokem itself. Zok the gemara my duchke the rav chizda lukem masisin letzorich gufoi. Why is that zegan the mishnah tzorich gufoi? And that's why it's only mutter when the Torah is lamato. Say that it's tzorich mekoimoi, and then it would be mutter even if the Torah is lamalo. The Mishnah is mashma that it's only tzorich gufoi. Why? The Ketoni Sefer, it says in the Sefer, Moishal kar, if you have money on top of a pillow. So now, Menaya sakar, you shake off the money from the pillow, they noiflois, and then they fall off. That's only because you need to utilize the pillow. That's called tzorich gufoi. I need to put my head on the pillow, so I'm menaya the pillow, and the mois fall off. Let's you need the place where the pillow is. The pillow is on the chair. I need to sit on the chair. So then you're allowed to just take the whole pillow and carry it away. You don't have to shake it off. Then you can carry the pillow with the money on it. Because there's no inyan that you have to take it in a certain way. You need the makom itself, so remove the pillow. So we see that since this sefer is talking about tzorich gufoi, because if it's tzorich mekoimoi, you can just take it. You don't have to shake it. Shaking it off is only because tzorich gufoi. So me the sefer letzorich gufoi, reishanam letzorich gufoi, and that's why we zetzah in the Mishnah with tzorich gufoi, so it's only when the Torah is lamato and the tmei lamalo. But if it's tzorich mekoimoi, then it doesn't make a difference like the Braisa says. Zog the Gemara weiter, Rabbi Yehuda Omer af malin. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that you also allowed to be malin meduma, meaning if you have truma, a saw of truma, that fell into 100 saw of chulin,
So now it's considered a tarovis, and it's mixed up, it's bottle against 100 chulin, echad against meya. So now you're allowed to be mala, you're allowed to give it to a koyin, and it's considered that you're being, it's not considered being misakan on Shabbos. We don't say you're being misakan on Shabbos. What's the pshat? Zogdim of Rabbi Noam af malin, you're allowed to be mala, the meduma from the tarovis when it saw that fell into 100. Zogdim Gemara, v'amai, why you're allowed to be mala? Hokam is sakain, v'choy being misakan the rest of the peiros, because now the rest is mutal azor. V'choyra, why are you allowed to be misakan on Shabbos? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yudik, Rabbi Eliezer, Sfira Lehi. Rabbi Yudik holds like Rabbi Eliezer, the Omar, Truma be'ena machto. Meaning, the Truma we don't look upon as a taruvus. We look upon the Truma as a separate entity. It's b'chal namuruv. So, Emela, if you're giving the Truma to the Kohen, this one saw, so then it's not being misakin the rest. The rest was always separate chulin. So it's not a ma'aseh tikun michlal. So mele, it's not called the iruv and a mu'rev michlal. So it's not called a ma'aseh tikun on Shabbos. Where do we find such a precedent? What's this din of Rebbe Eliezer? Zog de gemara de tenan. There's a mission in Trumas that says, saw Trumas shenofla le pachos mimeya. If you have a saw of Trumas that did not fall into 100 of chulin keneged it, but it fell into less than 100. So now there's a tarovus, v'nidmu, and now this tarovus becomes meduma. Meduma is lashon of tuma that's mixed up. Meleoscha v'dimacha. So now when you have this tarovus of truma of a saw that fell into less than 100, v'nofal mina meduma, and now from this tarovus, a part of it fell l'mokam acher to another area of chulin. So Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, that which fell in the original Tarovis is Medamas, it assers everything now that falls into the second one, Ketrumas Vadai. That means we're considering that which came out of mixture one and goes into mixture two, so we consider it like Truma Vadai is coming out of mixture one and going into mixture two. Now, if there isn't, we look at it like Truma Vadai. It's a major chumrah. That means really, Mechateisa Truma went into the second Tarovis. But we look at that, Truma Vade went into the second. So you have to have 100 Kenegata to be Mavatalit. If there's no 100 Kenegata in the second Tarovis, so then it blabs also, the whole Tarovis. That's a chumrah of Ebeliezer. The Chachomim Oimrim, no. Ein Ameduma Medamea. Meaning, that which fell into the first mixture, that it falls now again from the first mixture into the second mixture, doesn't aser the second mixture as if it's Vadei Truma. But rather what? El Lefi Cheshbon. Meaning only proportionally Lefi de Cheshbon. Meaning, if let's say in the first Tarovis, there was a Saw of Truma that fell into 60 particles of Chulin, 60 Saw of Chulin. And now again, a Saw from this Tarovis, from this Tarovis fell into another Chulin. We don't say that the saw that fell into the second one is considered Truma Vadai, that now you have to, it becomes us until you have 100 Kenegadit. No. You only aser it until Echad Mishishim Kenegadit. Because you have to look at what's coming out now proportionally as one of 60th of it is Truma. So you only need 100 times that. You need 60 times against that. So in Mela, in the second Tarovis, as long as you have 100 Kenegad 1/60th, that's ready mevatalit. It's kefi cheshbon. The Kong to Eliezer, he was saying that what fell into the second one is Truma Vadai, because you're looking at a separate entity. So Truma Vadai in the 100 against Truma, a saw of Truma. But according to Chomim, we don't say a saw fell out. Only 1/60th of Truma fell out, because that's what fell in originally in the first Tarovis. So you need 100 connected 1/60th. So what do we see over here? We see Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that the meduma is considered like the truma is a separate entity. So that means it's a separate be'ena machta. We look at it as a separate entity, just like we said by us. Rabbi Yudah says it's not considered a tikkun because it's a separate entity. It's never me'uruv. We see Rabbi Eliezer's shita. We look at the truma as a separate entity. Frek the Gemara, what's the shaychus? Eime the shamed lay. When does Rabbi Eliezer say this din l'chumra? Like we're saying now, that you have to have a hundred connected the second tarovis. But Lakula Mishamadle, he want to say Lakula. He want to say that it's not called the Maisa Tikkun because it's always a separate entity. Mechatesi, we say this in Lakula. Zog the Gemara, Elo. Rather, Rabbi Yud is not Beshitza Rabbi Eliezer, but rather Beshitza Rabbi Shimon. Elo Domar, Kirab Shimon. It's a Shimon Shita that says that even Lakula, we don't look at the Truma as a Tarovis. And that's why it's not considered a ma'aseh tikkun when you give to the kohen now the meduma that fell into 100 kenegedit. Kedetanan, there's a mishnah trumas that says saw trumas shenofla lemeya. If you have a saw of truma that fell into 100 saw of chulin, so now you take one saw from the tarovis, and the rest is mutter to the zar. That means allowed to be matter this tarovis. V'loy hispik lagbia at shenofla. But let's say you didn't have a chance to take out one saw and assume and make that assumption that that's the truma and the rest mutter to the zar. But rather, lehispik lag bio, you never had a chance to take out one saw at shenof lacheres until another saw of truma fell into this taroivus. So you have two saw of truma that falls into this taroivus of 100 saw of chulin. Harezu asura. So now the whole taroivus is also lazar. Even if you're going to take out now the shear of truma that fell in, because lemaisa, it's two saw of truma that fell in. So two saw of truma is not mevatel, it's not 100 times more. The Reb Shimon is matir, that if you take out the shear of the truma that fell in to this taroivus, it's more to the rest to a zar. What's the yisoid of machlokes? Tanakama holds that truma that's mu'urav is not considered a separate entity, but it's mu'urav in everything. So mele, now when the second saw falls in, it's mitzarev together. So mele, you don't have 100 of chulin connected against the truma, because you have two saw of truma and only have 100 saw of chulin. So that's why it's asa. Reb Shimon that holds that it's muta, he holds that when the truma falls in, it's as if it's sitting in the corner. It's never mu'urav. Now the chulin is separate and the truma is separate. Now the second saw falls in into this 100 chulin. So now it's bottle, because the second saw is not pshat two saw of truma into 100. You have one saw of truma that's falling into 100. It's not mitzarev with the first one. This first one is a separate entity. It's be'eino imedes. It's be'eino machto. So that's why the taroiv is now, if you take out two saw at the end of the day, the rest is mutal azar. Because the ma'isi, you took out all the truma. It was always separate. Here we see it's considered be'eina machta, even lekula. So that's a Shimon Shita, that taroivus is be'eina, truma is be'eina machta, it's a separate entity, and that's a Bidu Shita in the Mishnah, that it's not called the metakin, it's not called make the tikkun. Zokti gomorra mimai. Who says this, the reason of Reb Shimon? Dilma hosom. Maybe the reason the Yisoyna Machlaikas is behokam ifilgi. What's Machlaikas Tanakam Reb Shimon? The Tanakam is sova, Tanakam holds. Afagavdan of lubezeh chazeh. Even if the two soin fell one after another, kamadanof vasachas domi. We look at it as it fell two sova vasachas. Well, two sova vasachas obviously is not going to be bottle against 100, because it's considered you only have one saw against 50 and one saw against 50. Vahal lechamshin. Nofla, v'hola chamshin nofla. So that's why it's not bottle. You don't have 100 kenegedit. You only have 50 kenegedit. Reb Shimon saw, and Reb Shimon holds, and no, kamaisa bottle b'meya. The first saw that falls in is automatically bottle. V'ho, tivata b'meya v'chad. And now the second one is bottle b'101. Because the one that fell in, it's not the shot because of the Eina Machta. That's not the reason. We're saying the reason is the Eina Machta Imelakula. No, it's not a separate entity. Saw number one falls in, it's bottle. Saw number two falls in of Truma, it's bottle of Meyav Echad. You have 101 connected because the first saw of Truma became Chulin. It was bottle of Meyav. So that's why it's Mutter. But Loilam, it's going to Alzbitel. That means you have to have a shear of 100 connected to Truma. So if you're Mila on Shabbos, it's considered Misakin. So how could it be you hold like a Shimon, Lechor, it's a Tikkun on Shabbos? Zog the Gemara, the final pshat, what's pshat on Reb Yehuda? Elo, Huda, Omar, Ki Reb Shimon ben Elozer. Shitas Reb Shimon ben Elozer that says it's not called a Maisa Tikkun. The Tanya, Reb Shimon Elozer Omer, if you have Truma that fell together with 100 of Chulin Kenegedit, so the Tarovis obviously is also to Azor until you take out the Shear Truma. Noisin comes to Reb Shimon Elozer and says, Noisin Eino Betzadzeh, you can look at with your eyes at one corner of this taroivus and say, this corner of the fruits I'm going to give away for truma, the oichel mitzaracher, and you can eat the rest of the taroivus. You don't have to physically take it out. Even if you didn't physically take it out, it's already edible as long as you're miyachad in your mind, but eino bitzadzeh, that you're going to give it. So mamele, it's not called a ma'aseh tikkun when you give it now to the kohen, because be'etzim was always mutter by merely looking at one son and saying, this I'm going to give to a kohen, and the rest, and I'm going to eat the rest, I'm going to leave over this other area that I'm going to give away. So it's not a ma'aseh tikkun when you give, because be'etzim was always mutter, ayidei noisen ena b'tzadzeh, v'oicha b'tzad acher. Frag the Gemara, how can you say Reb Yehuda holds like Reb Shimon ben Elozer? Umi sova lekavosei? Reb Yehuda behed yedings on Reb Shimon ben Elozer. He argues on him. Zog the Gemara, kuf men beis amit beis. Vaha miflik poligale. He argues on him. Why? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Reb Yudah Omer, Mayla Nesamet Duma. That means if you have a Tarovis of Truma that's mixed in together with Chulin, so you matir, you mile the Meduma on Shabbos when the Echod Umeya. Only if you have a Chulin of 101, can I get the Truma? Reb Shem Loza Omer, Reb Shem Loza argues and he says, no, you don't have to be Maila Be'echad Meyo. No, you said, Eina B'tzad Zev, Oichem B'tzad Acher. So we see clearly Reb Yudah argues and Reb Shem and Loza. So how can Reb Yudah hold Reb Shem and Loza? And to the Gemara, the Reb Yudah Adifim Reb Shem and Loza. Meaning, Reb Yudah is being Moisif on Reb Shem and Loza. Reb Shem and Loza says, no, you said, Eina B'tzad Zev, Oichem B'tzad Acher. Comes Reb Yudah and is being Mekel even more. Meaning, Avada, I agree to Reb Shimon Elazar that you're allowed to eat Ayidei Noisin Eina B'tzadzev Oichot Tzanacher. But I'm being Moisif that even being Maila, even actually physically taking out the Truma is not called a Maisa Tikkun. Because you never did anything. Because Be'etzim it was Mutter Ayidei, but you could have been Moisif Eina B'tzadzev. That's where he argues in Reb Shimon Elazar. He's Mekel even more. Zog Rashi, the Reb Yudah Adifa Mekel Tvei Purtis, and Mekel even more. The Omar Kevin the Yochal Liton Eina Bitzadze, Vilecho Bitzadze, Lahav Metakin Bahalose Mailin. Meaning he says you don't even have to physically Noisin Eina Bitzadze. Since you're able to be Noisin Eina Bitzadze, Venoisin Bitzadze, so Mela you can be Mila and actually give it to the coin, and it's not called a Maisa Tikkun. And on that, the Pshimon Loza doesn't say so right. Pshimon Loza doesn't say it to such an extent that you don't have to physically be Noisin Eina. Reb Yudah says, I've had the Nois and Enov works, but even if you're not Nois and Enov, since you could be Nois and Enov, so Melu Huidin can be Mala, and that's not called the Maisa Tikkun. But the Oilam is Beshitz of Shimon and Lozar, and it's not called the Tikkun on Shabbos. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah, Kuf Membez on Membez.